With us now to put these final weeks of the campaign season in perspective is NPR's political editor, Ken Rudin. Welcome, Ken.
Thanks for being here.
You heard that remark just now by the Iowa political reporter, David Yepsen, about the economy hurting the incumbent. And certainly there has been a lot of focus, at least by pollsters, on the economy and presumably by the public as well. Do you think it's true?
Well, that's usually the case. I mean, we've seen certainly with, like, Democrats, Jimmy Carter, Republicans, George Bush, the first president, all lost their jobs in no small part to the economy. But I think this year the most vulnerable will be the Republicans. Look at Iowa. Dave Yepsen just said that Congressman Jim Leach is in trouble, perhaps because of the economy. If Jim Leach is going to lose his seat, why isn't Governor Tom Vilsack, a Democrat, going to lose his seat, even though he has presided over the state during the years of economic decline? Look at California. The economy is tanking in California, yet Gray Davis will win big. If you want to blame the Republican tax cut on George Bush, there were 10 Democrats in the Senate who voted for the tax cut. It wouldn't have passed without that. What I'm saying is that even though Democrats are certainly complicit in the fall of the economy or the downturn of the economy, Republicans seem to be getting the blame. And basically, the Democrats point to the economy was good during Clinton-Gore. It's not good now.
We have just talked about three very tight races, Iowa, Florida, and New Hampshire. But these are scarcely the entire list. Why don't we focus on a few more?
Oh, you have at least six Senate seats really up for grabs, really tight ones. The one to watch the most is the South Dakota Senate. You have Republican Congressman John Thune, who was pushed into the race by President Bush. He's challenging Senator Tim Johnson, who is a Tom Daschle protege. Now, George Bush won the state 60-38 last time out, but the voters have sent Tom Daschle, a Democrat, to Washington seven times. So there's a schizophrenia, certainly, in South Dakota. They like both John Thune and Tim Johnson, but one has to win, and it'll be very close to see who wins that one. Also, you have to look at the Missouri Senate race. Jean Carnahan was appointed to the seat after her late husband was already dead when he won the election in 2000, and she was appointed to that seat. She has a tough race against Republican Congressman Jim Talent, who ran for governor 2 years ago. One more to point out, the Arkansas Senate race, Tim Hutchinson, the first Republican senator elected there since Reconstruction. He's a Baptist minister, a pro-family candidate. Shortly after he was elected, he divorced his wife and married a much younger staffer. That does not go over well in the Bible Belt, so he could be in trouble, too.
Another race that Republicans had been hoping would be in their column is the New Jersey Senate race, but that'll change when Robert Torricelli rather spectacularly dropped out to be replaced by Frank Lautenberg. The Republicans had resisted Lautenberg as a candidate. What's happening there?
Well, Lautenberg is the candidate. They went to the courts, and the courts ruled that Lautenberg deserves to be on the ballot. They can replace Torricelli at this late date. You have to remember, despite the Republican optimism over this state, the seat, this is a Democratic state. It hasn't elected a Republican senator since 1972. With Torricelli gone, Lautenberg has focused on the key issues that New Jersey voters care about, abortion and guns, and distancing himself from Forrester.
Think the Senate may flip?
Well, it could. You know, my gut feeling tells me right now that it could very well go to 50 Republicans, and therefore you'll have a Dick Cheney tie break. But, of course, it could stay the same. 20 of the 34 seats that are up are Republican seats, and therefore Republicans are seemingly more at risk. But look at this scenario. Let's say you have 50 Democrats, 49 Republicans after the election. Mary Landrieu of Louisiana is running for re-election on November 5th. If she doesn't get a majority, her seat will be determined on December 7th. We might not know who the majority in the Senate is until December 7th.
In other words, it's really an election.
It's a great election.
Thanks so very much. NPR's political editor, Ken Rudin.
Thank you.